We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's pull the two-seat out, baby.
It is a Dolphins Friday, and it's what this is, the first true football Friday we've had in South Florida this season. The first Friday where we have a weekend with both Canes and Dolphins this week, so I'm pumped for that. We go out now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved 2 blocks south of their old location. Get there now. We talk with Omar Kelly. Talk some Dolphins with Omar from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and it's brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done. Omar Kelly with us now. Omar, how you enjoying the Big Apple so far? Where does New York rank in the cities the Dolphins visit year after year?
Number one.
Nice.
I think it's you know, I'm a Miami guy, so Miami's the number one city in America for me. I'm a little biased, of course. We've got the beautiful women. We've got the beautiful weather. We got the beautiful women. But New York is right there, number two. And I can make this comparison because I just came from L.A., which would be a contender as well. I enjoy New York. I just wouldn't live here, but I definitely always enjoy it. I went to the Statue of Liberty for the first time today.
Oh, good for you. You know, it's funny. I haven't been to the Statue of Liberty, I think, it's since I was like 2 years old was the light. I've been to New York a few times, not that many times, but a few times since. But I've not visited the statue since I was two. Was it all you hoped it would be?
It's nice to look at. You can sit there and ask yourself exactly how did they get it here. But, you know, I've been here 15 times. That was the first time I've done it because my son is here with me. And, you know, you're just trying to do touristy stuff. And he's not interested in going to, you know, museums and stuff like that. So we did it and we enjoyed ourselves.
Nice. I'm glad you can enjoy that with your son. And last thing here on cities before we talk some football. I heard you mention earlier that you're not a London fan. Like, what do you have against London?
I don't think the weather's okay. I don't think the food is very good, and I'm really a food guy. If you know, maybe I need some recommendations. I say again, if anybody knows some good restaurants,
I think you got to go to foreign restaurants. You got to go to like Indian food. I think is what they do
exactly.
The best there.
But I don't like Indian food. I've realized don't eat UK food. That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't like Indian food. What I did realize is there's a Chinatown. There's Argentinian places, and I love Argentinian food. And then there's Chinatown in London. And I go to Chinatown in every city that I'm going tomorrow. I love Chinatown.
Omar Kelly with us. He covers the Miami Dolphins, of course, for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. So, you know, Omar, I've heard a lot of Dolphin fans, and I don't really agree with this, but I've heard some Dolphin fans like joke or say, "Oh, well, I'm glad Jordan Phillips probably won't play this weekend because he sucks anyway." But I mean, depth, Omar, depth. How will the Dolphins be affected by Jordan Phillips not going this week?
You should just take any kind of legitimate credibility card that person has that says, "Oh, Jordan Phillips sucks anyway." Yeah. You just become very just incredible in terms of your football opinion. And I get it. Fans, you know, I always joke about this all the time. There's got to be one fan that is going to be the punching bag of the Dolphin fan. At one point, it was Channing Crowder in his career. You know, last year, who was it? Last year, it was Dallas Thomas before he got waived.
Yeah, or even Mario Williams last year as well.
Yeah, Mario Williams. This year, it's going to be Byron Maxwell and Jordan Phillips. Jordan Phillips isn't an NFL starter, but you know what he's good for? He's good for at least 20 snaps. And if you can keep Ndamukong Suh fresh and not have to play Davin Godchild for 40 snaps, you're better off as an organization. And maybe that's the reason why you limited a team like the Chargers to 44 rushing yards. So three starting defensive tackles or three rotational defensive tackles are better than two. Just simple math.
I'm curious to hear your opinions on the pass defense from last week, Omar, because the rush defense was very stout. Pass defense struggled, but Phillip Rivers will do that for a lot of teams. So how much do you read into it?
I read into it from this standpoint. They blitzed a lot. They weren't effective on the blitz. They weren't getting home, getting pressure on Phillip Rivers. He wasn't holding the ball long. But then again, the cornerbacks didn't give them – tight coverage. So, you know, he wasn't forced to hold a ball. So, everything works together in unison, just like the offense. And, you know, for me, I'm not going to sit here. I was critical during the game, watching the game, even after the game. When I thoroughly reviewed the film, I'm like, well, they really didn't get that much of an opportunity to get to Phillip Rivers. And he gets rid of the ball quick. He's got a quick trigger. So I can't sit here and say, oh, man, they suck as pass rushers, because that's not the case. We know that's not the case. They just didn't hit home. And it hurts when you don't have Lawrence Timmons, who is your best blitzing linebacker, and a lot of the packages were designed around him blitzing or hitting gaps. And you don't have that, and you got to compensate. So let's not sit here and say that Matt Burke was working with a full deck. He had probably about 20 cards out of his deck taken out just because of Lawrence Timmons' absence. So I'm going to be patient and wait to see what they can do against the Jets, because there should be no excuse why you can't get to Josh McCown.
Now, in today, Adam Gase seemed to hint that we probably won't see Stephon Anthony this weekend, the new linebacker, so it might be another week before fans see him make his Dolphins debut. But I'm curious if you've had a chance to study him a little bit and what he might bring to the table this year.
You know, I've actually studied him going into the draft process. He was on my do not touch list of linebackers that I don't like. So, you know, and then when the New Orleans Saints put him in the first round, I immediately was like, oh, this is going to be a huge mistake.
Wow.
Then when I saw his tackle totals, I was like, okay, maybe he's better than I thought. Instincts are just not there. They're Philip Wheeler-esque slow.
Oof.
And now you can put him in a limited role as your Sam linebacker, give him very specific assignments, very specific keys, and hope to see that 4.52 speed and L drill, you know, the best L drill of everybody in that combine. And, you know, he's athletic enough, he's big enough, he can possibly give you that kind of impact play. But for me to sit here and tell you that, oh, he's going to be starting next, he's going to unseat Mike Hole, that ain't happening.
Omar, do you think we see Lawrence Timmons actually suit up and play for the Dolphins this year?
I do. Maybe I'm naive, but I look at it from this standpoint. I've covered the Dolphins for 11 years now. This is my 11th season. I've been in some. I've seen players turn on players, and this wasn't a situation where you saw players turn on players. I've seen coaches be bitter, and while Adam Gase was angry, he wasn't bitter. So I have to think that Lawrence Timmons will eventually be back once he's done or finished or has addressed whatever he's got going on in his life. And really, truthfully speaking, my prayers go out to him. I hope that most Dolphins fans aren't angry or disappointed. You could be disappointed. Go ahead, because he should have told the team he couldn't practice or couldn't play. But none of us know what's going on in this man's life. This man could have just found out he got a terminal illness.
Wow.
And and I'm not saying that's the case, or
right.
He could have just found out that his kid has a terminal illness, and we're all sitting here, how dare Lawrence Timmons, you know, let his team down. Some things in life are far more important than our jobs or football or not letting down your teammates. Your number one team is your family. And my hope is this is just, you know, the guy's track record says that it's not something that he just decided, woke up one morning and just decided he didn't want to play football anymore. You know, this is hopefully something that's life or death or state of mind,
yeah,
or personal peace or child safety or mothers on deathbed. You know, and if that's the case, my prayers go out to him.
Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is with us here on WQAM. Omar, the Jets look really, really bad, but you know, I have learned over the years in the NFL not to take any road game for granted, not to take any divisional game for granted. So how do you, in the study you've done during the week, how do you expect this game to play out? What weaknesses can the Dolphins exploit?
The Dolphins can exploit any weakness that they would like of the New York Jets. This is probably, if I had to put a team of the equivalent on it, talent-wise, this is probably the Indianapolis Colts of that 2007 season, where they had produced, you know, one win, or did they go winless? No, the Lions went winless. This is historically bad. They have probably about 30 players that belong on a 53-man roster, and I wrote a column that's going to run in tomorrow's Sun Sentinel, and it really hurts my heart to see what's happened to Todd Bowles, because you work that hard, you work 30 years in the league as a player and a coach to put yourself in a position to be successful as a head coach. You have a 10-6 record one season. The next season, injuries completely decimate your team. Players eventually quit on the season, and that's important that you purge your roster after players quit on the team. However, to not even give him any kind of talent to work with this season, to trade away or release or, hell, just throw away draft picks by drafting two safeties and cutting and trading the two starters that you had. You want to add talent, and I get it. If you sit there and you say, "Oh, this talent isn't going to go anywhere. We're not going to be a seven. Why should we be a 6 or 7 win team?" You should be a 6 or 7 win team because you want to give Todd Bowles a chance to be successful at what he signed up to do, which is coach the team. Right now, you're sitting there talking about, "Oh, growth and progress is the measuring stick, not win." That's tank territory.
Yeah,
and I know Todd Bowles. I know him personally, and it hurts my heart. I know he's not complaining because he's going to be cashing a check next year no matter what, but it hurts my heart to see somebody who worked that hard to put themselves in that position and take this job expecting you to be loyal to him and put them in position to be successful, and there you are sabotaging it.
Very well said. And you're right, because I do have sympathy for Bowles. I know he's a good guy, did a nice job for the 3 or 4 weeks he was the interim head coach down here. I guess that was at the end of the Sperano tenure, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, he's been dealt a bad deck here. So you can imagine that really Woody Johnson is our Jets ownership is tanking here. And I would imagine that
He's left the franchise.
That's right. Yeah. It's
the UK.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say it's the kid, right? It's the son.
Yeah, I think it's his brother. I can't remember his name. I wrote him in the column today. But, yeah, he spoke out this week and basically was like, "Oh, we're not measuring the season by wins. We're measuring the season by progress, growth, how much fight and spunk that they have." That means they're just going to expect the team to self-destruct in the fourth quarter so that they can go draft a quarterback. Early.
Right. And the crappy part of that is with them tanking, I would imagine when they start the rebuild, Todd Bowles is probably not going to get a chance to be a part of that.
You know what? He might be able to finish that season and might be able to coach a rookie quarterback, but where is his career going to go from that point?
Yeah.
It'll take him another decade to work his way back up to becoming a head coach,
Rough. Well, last thing, Omar, I know you're not a big fan of cheese, but do you like New York pizza?
Oh, I love New York pizza. It's one of my favorites. I'm sitting there having space with my son because he hates New York pizza. And I'm like, man, this is – and it's true. And
Hold on. Your son hates New York pizza? Where's this parenting, Omar? Terrible, terrible job by you.
I've tried to expose him to some of the greatest New York pizza that Miami has to offer. Hopefully we'll have some good New York pizza here, and it'll change his opinion on it. But I love New York pizza. I hate Chicago pizza. I love New York pizza.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Chicago pizza fan. Omar, appreciate the time, my friend. Enjoy the game this Sunday.
Man.
It is.
Who likes that crap?
Well, I know you hate cheese, but it does. It turns my stomach into knots, so I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
You want to follow this man on Twitter at Omar Kelly. Check out his work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, Omar. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Donna.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.